T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
What do you think of the fan reaction and all the booing, though?
I mean, I expected it. I really don't know what it was about, but I expected it. And so it is what it is. I don't even know why they were booing. I don't think. If you ask them, they probably don't know why they were booing.
You know what? I think they do. Welcome back. It's Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio joining us in studio. Rhea Hughes. Rhea, I was at the game last night. It was a steady boo, and especially the whole first half. Every time he touched the basketball. Rhea, I know why everyone was booing last night. No one likes that guy, and he didn't give full effort here.
There's nobody who quite plays the victim like James Harden.
It is true.
He has victimed himself out of several teams.
You know, it's funny, Rhea, it's not the victim. He's aloof. He doesn't care.
Yeah, like, well, that's clear.
It's like he doesn't care. The fact that he sat there was like, I don't know why they're booing me. And they probably don't even know why.
People are very clear what happened in that last series last year. Mm-hmm. You remember, what was it, Embiid missed the first game of the series?
Yeah, they won.
Because it was all about him. And then, you know, Embiid comes back in those last two games, you know, they're not giving Embiid the ball. And by the way, I have my own issues with Embiid. You know, you're the MVP. You don't have to sit around on a chair waiting for someone to throw you the ball.
Right.
You take it. But, I mean, it was just a disgrace. But I see him, and I just see a guy who's never going to win a ring. And as talented as he, look at the list of players he's been with.
Yeah.
Oh,
some of the greatest
Hall of Famers everywhere he goes, and he's the common denominator. Those guys.
He's a Hall of Famer himself.
Of course he is.
He's a Hall of Famer, and the thing of it is this: like hearing him talk about last night and how it went bad here, and then for him to mention that he wanted to win a ring, it just sounds like, do you really like? I don't know what's in his head because I don't know him, but you have to ask yourself, do you really want to win a ring?
No. If you did, you would have stayed around at a couple of places.
Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous. And it's one of those things when – and you know what else that bothered me about what he said? Remember when he talked about talking to Joel Embiid and he said he didn't?
Nah.
You bought that damn man a $30,000 watch. Listen, Rhea. I'm going to say this. If I buy somebody a $30,000 watch.
You keep it in touch after that?
You're going to hear from me for at least a year.
Exactly.
You're going to hear from me. And when you don't call me back, I'm going to remind you, hey, it's me, the guy that bought you that $30,000 watch. Why aren't you picking up the phone? So that, to me, was ridiculous.
We all know people like that. They have new best friends, like, every month. Mm-hmm. There's a reason for that. It's not the other people.
It's them. No, it is. And it's Harden. All right, let's also hear from him last night on why things ended here, because we really haven't heard from him. He doesn't talk much.
No.
First time he played the Sixers here in Philadelphia, obviously, since the trade. Here was Harden after the game on why the whole thing unraveled.
You know, for me, personally, I felt like I did everything I needed to do in the sense of the year prior, you know what I mean, taking myself off the max to help the team get better for this city, you know what I mean, and for myself, obviously, but to win a championship. So things didn't work out. I wanted to get paid. They weren't talking. So, you know, it is what it is. Now you move on. Everybody's happy. Life is good, and you know what I mean? Everybody looking forward.
You think someday that you and Daryl will match things up?
No.
No?
No, no.
No.
He said nah.
Nah.
Also, he wants us to throw him a flowers, Rhea. He played for $35 million the last couple of years.
You know, that's a sacrifice.
Unbelievable. I mean, the guy's a saint. He acts like he played for the league minimum. We're supposed to bow down to him. Also, the other thing that always bothered me is when things go bad, he quits.
Yeah,
like in the
always
playoffs,
quits.
He quits.
He knew. He had an inkling. And I think, really, it was probably ownership that said, we're not giving him. Said that to Maury. Because Maury was going to give it to him.
Well, that's his guy.
Was his guy. Not anymore.
No, it's over now. I wonder, I didn't know, because I was at the game last night. Rhea, I wasn't sure what the reception would be, because it's not like Ben, right? He wasn't, Like, he was a mercenary. We knew that from
sure,
when he got
Ben
here.
Was one of ours.
Yes, yes. And Ben turned his back yep. completely. So that one was, like, vitriol. I didn't know what to expect, but I was pretty impressed last night. It was a steady boo every time he touched the basketball.
They were committed.
Yes, and obviously, like, he yeah. touches the ball a lot. So,
yes,
like,
he
there's
does.
A lot of booing. Hugh, the fans last night there were very committed to booing that guy the whole game.
Almost brought tears to my eyes. I was proud of him for that, man.
It's a lot of pride.
Yeah, it was.
All and right. by the way, one more thing about last night. I've been on the fence about Kelly Oubre Jr., just mm-hmm. kind of, you know, I loved what he did last night.
His
it was
reaction.
Like Oprah. You're you, yes. you're you, you're you. And it was just very pointed. I appreciated the way he did that.
Well, I mean, you watched the end of that game. Was he wrong about what
oh, no,
he said?
Oh, no, he's 100% right.
That was, Hugh, that was bad yeah. last night. It's rare that a game comes down to a call. You're like, that cost him the game. That cost him the game last
yeah,
night.
Yeah, what was it? The coach was, he was super, super heated yeah. at
that
the end of that
the
game.
That was the most heated I've ever seen
ever.
Nick Nurse.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was about to bust a blood vessel in that night.
Yeah, and it's
night.
A big loss. I mean, their chances to be the, you know, avoid the play-in, it's yeah. it's probably not going to happen now. So,
well, Joel's coming back. That'll solve everything.
No, you mean next year?
That's what I think.
That hurt. That, like, I was looking at the ticker this
Come
morning.
Come on.
And when I saw that, I was like, wow. All my hopes and dreams have been that. Because I thought he was coming back. And
well,
then
he is
also,
coming back.
Well, they say he's coming back
yeah.
in, you know, before the playoffs. But I
you
mean.
You think he's coming back?
For the, no, that's what Nick Nurse said last
okay,
night.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
A good likelihood. I like the wordage
yeah.
that he used
I don't
there.
Know. Because yeah. it just feels like. It doesn't feel like that's going to be the case to me. It doesn't feel like
I
that.
Wouldn't be shocked if he doesn't.
And it the way that this has been handled, not saying that it wasn't like his injury, obviously his injury was real.
Sure.
But the optimism that they tried to give us that he was going to be back before the play-in games, I don't know. I don't think I believe that. No.
Well, time's running out. I mean, he only has
yeah, a little bit.
Like I think
there's 9 games left.
Yeah, 2 weeks and yeah. Yeah, 2.5 weeks, yeah. 9 games left in the season. So time is running out. 215-592-949 for your reaction to the Harden stuff from last night. I mean, the guy's he's not quite Ben-level villain, but he's a villain. I mean, he's an all-time now Philly villain, and I thought that was a great crowd reaction last night with him and the Clippers coming in here, and a tough loss for the Sixers. All right, Rhea, before we go back to the phones.
Yes.
It's opening day. Well, tomorrow is for us, but it is opening day.
I'm happy because it's going to be sunny tomorrow.
Yes.
I don't know why, but I need a sunny day for opening day. It puts me in the right
and
frame of mind.
Friday.
And even better,
and
it's Friday.
I ain't got to go
3 o'clock
work.
Game.
It's yes. a party tomorrow.
Yes, yes, that's what it is. Exactly.
Yeah, today would have been like a gloomy yeah. Thursday, but no, they push it to tomorrow. Yeah. Rhea, give us your level of optimism for this team and how good they could be. Because it's interesting, the last 2 years, from June on, they've been as good as anyone.
Yep.
But those first 2 months, they, you know, they stumble around and they only finish about 90 wins. Howard this morning with you guys and yesterday with
107.
Us, I think tongue-in-cheek. I think he's kidding. But when he first said it, I laughed at him.
Yeah.
And then I thought 107's high. But the idea of 100 and up in upper 90s, it's not crazy. They have that talent.
I don't think it's crazy either. And as you pointed out, they went, 62-40?
62-38.
38 over the last, 105 games, which would have put them on 100, win pace. I think it could be a real slugger's battle between the Braves and the Phillies for this simple reason. The Braves, like, I love Spencer Strider is a pitcher I would want on the Phillies. I love how angry he got when they pulled him out. He's their opening day starter. I think they need a little of that edge down there. But then you look at the rest, and the young kid's going to be good. The Shorver.
Oh, the guy we saw in the playoffs
last year. Yeah, I think he's going to be really good. But Chris Sale. I mean, is there a part of his body part that has not been injured?
He hasn't pitched a full season since 2017.
I mean,
Carson Wentz was good in 2017.
Yeah,
that's a long time ago.
That's a long time ago. So, I'm concerned about him. Charlie Morton's 40 years old. I mean, he's been consistent, but at some point, 40 is 40 and it catches up. I can't imagine that entire team is going to have the offensive output this year. Now, Acuna... And again, barring that knee bothering him,
and it already did in spring.
It's already squeaking, that meniscus that's been repaired. I think he can only get better. That's the frightening thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if the rest of that team can keep up that pace that they put on last year.
Yeah, Hugh, the Braves are good, but 100, they won 104 last year. I think they come back to the pack this year.
Yeah, then you talk about, there were talks, he had a hell of a season last year, Marcell Ozuna, but there were talks early in the season before I left Atlanta. Well, they were considering whether or not they wanted him on the team anymore.
Yeah.
And they decided to keep him. And you talk about that murderous row throughout that, Austin Riley and all those guys that were hitting. Yeah, it's a far stretch to say that they're going to be as consistent as they were. And they might even get off to the slow start.
Well, they could. And then, Rhea, I looked at the Philly schedule.
I thought you were going to go
there. So the Braves, obviously, it's a tough series to start off. After that, I think they should be 10 games over 500 at the end of April. Like, there's no tough start excuse this year. The schedule is easy.
That played into it last year. Yeah. The Phillies had the tougher schedule in the beginning. The Braves did not. Mm-hmm. So that absolutely played. And you got Harper for the whole year.
And I think Trey Turner for the whole year. Because where are you at on Trey after last year? Because, all right, the first 4 months, I was canceling the contract.
Yes.
And then he got white hot.
Sure.
So there's of two minds. Is he that player he was the last 2 months? I don't think he's a player the first 4 months, but you add it together, it wasn't great last year.
Well, I think probably there's a comfort level now. He's been here. He knows that the fans had his back. So I think at the plate, I was surprised at how I was not very impressed with his defense.
He led baseball in errors.
Yeah, I was a little concerned about that. That I thought he was much better than he was. But I think there's going to be a comfort level. And the one guy I'm really looking at, I mean, I know you guys talked about Bohm and Stott, and I think if they take another step, it's huge. I am interested to see if JT Realmuto has actually rebuilt his swing.
Yep.
Which they said the minute the season ended, he went into the Phillies lab, you know, with the leg
biomechanics.
Kick. Yeah, that he had never really believed in it before. And so I'm curious about that.
You know what's funny, Rhea, when you bring that up? When we talked to him, me and Joe had a chance to talk to him. When you look at his face, he believes that is something that's going to help him out tremendously. And with that being said, like all of those guys feel like this is the year that they're going to get off to a pretty good start.
Well, the question with JT, Rhea, for me is, was it just the mechanics were off, or is he hitting a wall because his age?
Yeah.
Like, no player ever wants to acknowledge that's the reason.
And a catcher just ages your body, it's like a dog.
It is.
I mean, it just does.
And he catches every game.
He ages a dog.
Catchers do age in dog years. It's like running backs. It falls off pretty fast here. And then, Rhea,
I love when I get to make you laugh.
No, that was fun.
It's true.
Well, technically, I'm 100.
Yeah,
exactly.
But some dogs live really long. Maybe that's JT. Maybe he just plays forever a catcher. All right, the other thing is the pitching. Wheeler's amazing.
Yep.
And Nola.
And Wheeler owns the Braves.
He does own the Braves.
He really does. So that's huge when it comes to, especially a five-game series.
And
so,
then there's Nola. And then Ranger, I feel like, is an X factor because sometimes Ranger's amazing, and then other times it's like, he's okay. But maybe
he's healthy. There were no visa issues, so
full spring training.
Continuity, spring training, and I mean that one spring training out he had
was great.
Was ridiculous. So I have a lot of high hopes from him. Sanchez, I like a lot. I know the number went down, and some people were saying maybe it was tied into Taijuan Walker injury. And I'm going, what were you thinking you were getting out of him that the number went down? He is what he is. I am with you on the Jordan Montgomery thing, 100%.
They should have got him.
I don't want to hear it. Your window is your window. You have some of these great players are on the other side of 30.
Yep.
So your window is your window.
And we saw this, 11, 12 years ago. We didn't think the Phillies in 2012 were about to fall off, and sometimes it happens. So
it's a light switch. Yeah.
I mean, look, I don't think the Phillies are going to be bad next year, but there's a chance a year or two from now they all start to fall. Like, this is the window, Hugh. They got to take advantage of it now.
Yeah, because when you start talking about that age thing, and you brought it up early, and you were talking about how it just was a different feel going into the spring training. You get to a point as a former player where you're starting, your body feels a little bit different, and you want to be a part of something great when you're at the height of your game. You know, you talk about guys like Kyle Schwarber, Zach Wheeler, guys like that. They're a little bit older.
Mm-hmm.
You start to think about that a little bit. The fact that when we talked to Zach, he talked about rolling out this pitch that he's been working on for a while, and
he
was excited about it. Like, that's going to be the pitch that's going to do things for him. Give him a Cy Young and get them over the hump as far as the World Series. So, yeah, you do feel like it's about time to get, over that hump and win a championship before you get too old to actually enjoy it.
You might look at it as other pitchers and go, Zach Wheeler's adding a pitch to his arsenal. Like that's unfair.
Yeah, the fact that when I mentioned it to him, the Cheshire Cat grin that he had on his face, he was like, yeah.
Almost like he knows something we don't know.
Yes. I love that.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it tomorrow. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Cole is in Glassboro. Hey, Cole.
What's going on, guys? How are you?
Good, Cole. What are you feeling on the Phils?
I got on here earlier, and I was listening to a lot of people trying to pick and find something about the team that, like, to make them bad. And, like, I just don't see it. Like, you're getting all these veterans up there another year of just grinding, and then you're going to get a full Trey. Like, Trey's not going to play that bad to start the year again. And you have Bryce again.
Well, in a full year, Bryce. Because, Cole, I mean, Bryce, he got to the lineup in May, but it felt like he didn't really start hitting until July last year.
Yeah, it was like the second part of the year he was like the best player in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Top five, at least.
Well, I think sometimes people look for reasons to worry about things. And sure, if Wheeler and Nola get hurt, they're in big trouble. But I can say that about any team.
Like, no team has starting pitching rotation depth.
Right.
It's not a couple, maybe.
Maybe the Dodgers are the only team you could just, say, no matter what, they're going to win a lot because they just always do. But, if the Phillies stay relatively healthy, Cole, they're going to be really good. We've seen it now. You know, it's like, what's real and what's not? The last 2 years, from June on, they've won a lot of baseball games. I think they could do it for a full season. Cole, give us a guess for Hugh's Clues here. A Philly that was drafted the same year as Hugh.
Ricky Williams.
That's an interesting one. It's not the answer. So Ricky Williams was drafted, and Ricky Williams also played baseball.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yes.
I didn't know that. Okay, so that's a good guess. I did not know that. That's not him.
I thought he was going to say Ricky Jordan.
Wait a minute, he got drafted by the Phillies?
Ricky Williams did.
I think you're right.
That.
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting.
I don't think he even went to the minors.
I don't think he ever did either.
A lot of baseball players were drafted. Like Tom Brady.
Was A.J. Brown ever drafted or he just played?
No, he was drafted.
Padres, okay. I think?
Yep. Yeah. Padres.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of those guys were drafted in two sports and then
Tom Glavin played hockey.
Yes.
Yeah, he was a really good hockey player.
Tom Brady, I think, was an Expos draft pick.
Yeah.
Yeah, it happens a lot. Taylor in King of Prussia. Hey, Taylor.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good, Taylor. What's up?
Hey, so yeah, I was telling Kyle, I like the team in the regular season. I give them like 95, 98 wins. I think they're going to do just fine. I think going into the playoffs, we might be feeling pretty confident. But I think like the difference between us and, some of our major competitors is the fact that, they fell short. Other than Texas, everybody else fell short. And it seems like a lot of our major competitors then took that and decided to add to their teams to get better, to be able to, finish strong. And we just kind of are banking on a product that the last 2 years has run out of gas when it really matters.
Well, they got Merrifield. I mean, they have a bench now.
They did, but yeah. I just don't know if that's enough,
So I think the other thing with the Phillies, though, is where were they going to add? I mean, they tried for Yamamoto, and I agree with Rhea. They should have got Montgomery. But the everyday lineup was kind of
set.
Yeah, I mean, unless they traded someone, they didn't really have a spot, Taylor, to add something significant, in the everyday lineup.
I think the biggest thing would have been one or two really strong bullpen pieces. I think getting rid of Kimball is obviously great. But at the end of the day, who is stepping up into that late bullpen spot, and then who is stepping into that spot for the guy who steps into that spot, you know what I'm saying? And so I feel like our bullpen does look solid, but it might be a little bit weaker than people think.
There's some questions there. It is weird. I saw MLB.com rank the Phillies as the number one bullpen. Mm-hmm. Like 3 years ago.
Without Ryan Kirkering.
Yes.
Which, I'm concerned about that. That's an odd...
He had hit the flu for weeks.
That, I've never seen anything like that that's lingered that long.
Hopefully his velocity and strength is there when he comes back. But it's just so weird to me. 3 years ago, this was the worst bullpen in the history of baseball. It's just like, to say it out loud.
It was epically awful. Yes.
I mean, Hugh, they had games 3 years ago where they would be up by 3 runs in the 8th inning, and you just would assume they're going to lose.
Yeah,
because of the bullpen.
I think
when I was in Atlanta, I saw that. And that was good when Gabe Kapler was here, wasn't it?
He actually wasn't part of those.
It was Girardi.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, Gabe had his fair share of bullpen issues, but it wasn't even worse when he left. Taylor, give us a guess for Hugh's Clues.
I'm going to guess Marlon Anderson.
I love that name. Marlon
really
Anderson. Not it, Taylor, but we appreciate it. So I actually looked it up. Ricky Williams did play for a rookie league team in the Phillies minor league.
Wow.
He did?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Martinsville Phillies. They were in the Appalachian League. They always switch the affiliates. But and apparently when he got injured in the NFL early, he thought about going back to play baseball.
Wow. But he was too high.
He was way too high.
He is high.
Ricky Williams was wild.
Yes, he was.
He's an interesting cat.
He would be better off in this NFL than he was back in the day.
Anymore.
Yeah, quit doing that.
It's crazy to me how he still ran for like 10,000 career yards, even though he took seasons off.
Yeah. That's how good he was.
He was a hell of a runner.
He was a great player. All right, so Rhea, our last caller mentioned getting through both the Dodgers and the Braves in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Is winning the division important to you?
It is.
Me too.
It really is. Because I think listen, they've already beaten them, you know, knocked them out twice. I think winning the division would, this, first of all, the rivalry would be even ratchet, but I think it would give them such a feeling to just blow through the playoffs.
Yes.
Like, I feel, I don't want to just go, ah, it's not important, there's the wild card. Nah, grab it and own it.
And how about having to win less games in the playoffs? I know they've done it their way, but I also think they kind of run out of steam at the end of the last two Octobers.
No, they do. Well, I think Rojas definitely did.
Oh,
he never
yeah.
played into, and I am thrilled that he's starting.
So you're pro Rojas.
I am so pro.
She's a part.
This is the Rojas fan group.
Yes, this is what, me and Hugh.
You and Hugh. Yeah. Hugh, I'm concerned he doesn't hit.
But it's, you're not. You're paying the other.
I know.
This is the opposite of your take on football, where you're like, defense isn't important anymore, which as a defensive player is interesting.
Well, you know, I'm taking his defensive player thing away.
Yeah,
it's
I
over.
Think they took your card away.
Yeah,
but you know, his offense is his defense.
It is.
I mean,
he has a lot of range out there when he's playing defense.
Yes.
He's a fast cat.
But there has to be a standard, right? Like, he can only
240.
Hit 240. I'll take 240.
240.
Oh, 240, but I'd be doing cartwheels.
Yeah. I mean, the playoffs was 100.
No,
that's what I'm saying.
Like,
240, they'd be sending him to my Hall of Fame.
When he just the bat was on his shoulder, man,
in a
key moment. Like, it was bad. It wasn't, I mean, You asked him to do what you asked him to do, and to have him in that moment, like, to be honest, you got to blame the other guys for that.
No, that's why I say 100% blame the other guys. But
he should have never
was
been
scary.
In that situation.
Yeah, I just felt he was drowning. He was overwhelmed in October.
He was.
You know what he could use today, or I mean tomorrow or Saturday? He could use a two-hit game so we stop talking about him.
Yeah.
The worst thing would be is if he gets off to like an 0-for-15 start. Then it's
and
like,
that happens sometimes with Trey Turner.
If Bryce does, we won't talk about it. Like, but if Rojas does, it's going
to
be like, uh-oh.
I thought you were saying he needs a standing ovation.
Yeah. Standing ovation? No, let's not do that.
I don't think that's not yet. Yeah.
Never again, please.
Well, if Trey struggles, Kyle, I mean, it worked last year.
You got to do something, man. Wash his car. Wash the man's car.
Hold on. If Trey struggles, then we can't say it worked last year.
Well,
you say it worked for like 2 months.
Well, I get that. I'm just saying, Rhea, be prepared. If
he doesn't get a second one.
We're doing it again.
I don't think I can do it again.
I'll scream.
Yeah, Kyle's going to run away from here. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll come back. Your phone calls. Rhea, before we say goodbye, your official win prediction. What do you got?
I am going to go 98.
I like that.
There we go.
98 wins for the 2024 Phillies. Okay, we'll come back. Your phone calls. Hugh's clues here. We'll give you clue number two. Phillies tickets on the line for Saturday's game against the Braves. Rhea, we'll see you next week, and enjoy opening day.
Awesome. You got it.
All right.
Are you going?
Oh, yeah.
I'll be there, too. Yeah.
I can't miss opening day.
No, you got to go.
215-592-949 for Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
ESPN Bet is now live in Pennsylvania as the official sportsbook of ESPN. ESPN Bet is the only place to find daily exclusives and offers with your favorite ESPN personalities and shows. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Find all your favorite markets and bets like in-game wagering, cross-board parlays, teasers, and all the props you can handle. That's ESPN Bet. Download today. What a play. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Yeah, I would 88, 87, something like that. Like, I see this team sustain success. The last 2 years, not last year, they didn't really back into the playoffs, but the year before they kind of did. They were not close to winning the division last year. Like, why am I supposed to expect this as a high 90 win team? Like, they have not been a dominant regular season team. Now, when we talk before the playoffs, then maybe my feeling will be different on what they can do. But in the regular season, like, their inconsistent lineup, And, you know, I think the back end of their pitching is not great. So I'm going to go lower than people think just because I need to see them do it before I believe it. So I'll go, yeah, 88, 89, something like that.
Oh. Elliott Shore Park's throwing cold water all over our 100 win conversation. Welcome back to the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Yeah, that was Elliott yesterday. We asked him for his Phillies win total. So Rhea's at 98. Howard's at 107. Kyle's at 100 on the dot. Hugh's got 94. Elliott, though, he danced around the upper 80s there for his win prediction. So at first, you're probably going to be like, oh, Elliott, screw Elliott. You know who kind of agrees with Elliott?
Who is that?
FanDuel, the odds makers. Mm-hmm. The Phillies number is not as high as the way we're talking about it. So mm-hmm. The Phillies right now, as the season is about to open across Major League Baseball, obviously Phillies Braves tomorrow. The Phillies right now, their over-under win total at FanDuel is 89.5. Which really makes Elliott not sound as crazy as some people out there are probably feeling when they hear him. I think they're going to be over this number. I think 95 is a very reasonable, you know, goal and spot for the Phillies and a possible division title. I think they're going to take down the Braves. 100, I feel like they have that kind of talent. But it is interesting that the numbers, I mean, 89.5 Hugh is not low, but it's lower than where everyone else is at. Like, the city feeling right now is way above the number Vegas has set. What do you make of that?
I mean, it's always like that. The optimism in the city, the fact that we have boots on the ground. A lot of times, you know, you look at these teams and you make these odds from a distance, from afar. So that way, you know, you try to keep it fair as you possibly can, and you're not influenced by one thing or another. So I think that's the biggest difference when you think about it, Joe. That's why we are here. That's why we're here in Philadelphia, feel more optimistic about it, because we listen to these guys talk all the time. We get to actually see voice inflection and facial expressions,
yeah,
things of that nature.
Sometimes we're also biased and wrong. I mean, like that happens. I mean, let's be real. Vegas is not biased. They have no bias.
They don't give a damn.
Yeah,
about
they don't
nobody.
Care. We are, because we want it to be. We want to feel optimistic, especially on a day before opening day. Here's what I will say about the number. It feels to me like they're weighing too much the big picture of the last 2 years and not the context of the last 2 years. Like, if you look at the last 2 years, 87 wins, 90 wins. That 89.5 makes sense. But the last 2 years, there's context, right? No Bryce the beginning last year.
Yeah.
Turner was terrible in the beginning. The year before, Girardi was sabotaging the season. I mean, there's all these reasons he was. I mean, Joe Girardi was sabotaging the season.
I mean, you can speak to Boyd. I wasn't here, but I believe you.
There was a game in May of that year when they were down in Atlanta that I came on the air the next day. It was the first time I ever came on the air and said, they need to fire this guy now. I mean, he was a disaster. So I think that's a bigger reason why, Kyle, they won less than or 90 or less the last 2 years. I get the number, right? They were 87 and 90 the last 2 years. So I get why the big picture is like, yeah, they're upper 80s, but they're better than that.
Yeah, that's what I think. It's tough for me to think. Like, I think we have a little more of an intimate understanding of our baseball team and why the last 2 years they had the amount of wins that they did. I think for Vegas, it's easy to just sort of surface level look at this and say, well, they won 87 the 1 year and, you know, whatever the year after, like, that's probably about what they'll do, considering they didn't really add to the team, mm-hmm. right? They spent a lot of their offseason keeping everything in-house and locking up their guys, Wheeler, Nola, et cetera. That's sort of where I think that comes from. But, I mean, I've said this the last 2 years, and I guess I was wrong last year, but I don't think I'm going to be wrong again. The Phillies are much better than the gap between them and the Braves suggested. They are a higher win total team than their last two win totals suggest.
And sometimes, even though they're smart at what they do, Vegas sets a bad number. I mean, 2 years ago, they had the Eagles at 9.5. They won 14 games. Like, they just were better than people thought they were. And I could see the Phillies doing the same thing. Like, we could look back when they win 100 and say, their over-under win total was less than 90. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Chip in South Philly talking to Phillies. What's up, Chip?
Chip.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Hugh, big fan, man. Chanting your name at the vet when I was a kid were some of my greatest memories, bro.
Appreciate you, man.
Absolutely. As far as the Phillies go, I've got them at 95, 96. But I think that my take on it is I think that might be enough for the division. Because I think, like Rhea was saying, the Braves come down to earth a little bit. You know, you've got some peskier teams in the NL East this year. And, you know, the Braves aren't going to just be walking over everybody. The Marlins probably got some confidence after their run last year. The Mets probably won't be the dumpster fire they were last year. Nats are working on a rebuild. There's going to be some more competitive games that I think bring the Braves down a little closer to us. And I think that with Trey and Bryce being themselves for a whole year, we're right up there with them at 95, 96.
Yeah, Chip, I also wonder, and I'm with you on this, I wonder if the Braves, because they've kind of fallen off so far in the playoffs, I wonder if they pace themselves more. Like, they, you know, they pushed to win every day last year. Those guys never took days off. I think they're going to treat the regular season differently, so they're naturally going to come back down. Like, I'd be, if the Braves win 104 games again, I'd be shocked. Not that they're not good, Chip. I think they're going to just come back to earth. Philly's a little bit better. I think we're getting a division race this year, which is going to be a lot of fun.
I agree.
Chip, give us a guess here. Hughes Clues. What do you got?
All right, so you got to listen to the details, because it's not that he were drafted by the Phillies, but drafted the same year as Hugh. Has to be one of the greatest to ever do it in Roy Halladay.
That is a tremendous guess. Chip is thinking there. It's not it, Chip, but you, that's
a great way to think about it.
It is.
Though.
All right.
You know, it's funny. And can I just say this about the Hughes Clues? Like, when y'all text me, like, personally, like, slide in my DMs and stuff, I'm not going to answer. Like, I'm not. I appreciate the fact that we are cool enough for you to slide in the DMs and I respond, but I'm not going to answer. I'm not going to answer. Because then all you got to do is pick up the phone and call.
You know what I got here, by the way? I saw this on the last break. I got an email about Hughes Clues today.
What you get?
Well, I got a long email, someone kind of going through their thought process on what they think Hughes Clues is.
Is that right?
This is, I'm telling you, people love to try to think along with what you're thinking. I mean, sometimes that's a dangerous thing to
do. Yeah, it is.
Sometimes it's smart. All right, Hugh, I think that means it's time for us to give a second clue.
Second clue.
What do you got?
Let me look at my piece of paper here, because you know I got to write these
clues. The clue list here.
Yeah, this is the clue list. This guy has a memorable nickname.
Okay. Well, a lot of Phillies do. But that's.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably.
Okay.
Somebody's going to complain. Like, even though I did my best to try to make this a lot easier and make it easier for people to win tickets, somebody's still going to complain.
I think if people listen, it's not that difficult.
No.
I don't think it is. We'll see when someone gets it. Our 215-592-9494. Phillies tickets on the line Saturday, 405 first pitch. That was a good guess, the last one. Not it, but a very good guess. All right, so we got a Philly draft of the same year as Hugh. And we have a guy with a nickname, a good nickname. Let's talk to Rob in Delco. Hey, Rob.
Hey, what's up, Joe? What's up, Hugh?
What's
hey,
going
Rob.
On, man?
Listen, I was so my guess. I'll get it out of the way real fast. Bree kind of took it. I'm going to go 99 for win total. How's that? You know what I mean?
Right underneath 100. That's good though. That's a good number, Rob.
Right above Bree, right below Kyle. So you know, I had 98 when I was telling Kyle when I called up. So I figured let me switch up a little bit and go with 99. Now to the Sixers. You know, I'm a big Sixers guy, Hugh. I'm on spring break this week, Joe, because I work for a school district. So I'm up late, okay? So I have the time to do this. I take the replay of the Sixers game and watch the last 5 minutes of it, Joe. Nobody's going to talk about this, and forgive me if they did. It was like, don't get me wrong. Oubre is a folk hero now. When he went off and said this and this about each referee and about their grandma.
Rob, it was hilarious.
I mean, it was hilarious.
He called them all out to their face. You yeah. and you and
he's like 22 of them. It was great. You know what I mean? Like, it was how we were feeling. I would have probably done the same thing. But nobody's talking about this. What the heck happened to Massey? He tripped over his own feet the session before that.
I know. So I was there last night, and I was sitting above that basket. And Rob, when it first happened, you know, it's like a scrum. So you're like, oh, he got fouled. And then as soon as the replay went up, I was like, no, he didn't get fouled. He tripped. The last minute of that game last night was both an execution nightmare for the Sixers and the referees just were, I mean, they're horrendous. I mean, they admitted it after the game. They blew it.
It's like they were hanging around because I don't know. It's like they deserve to get, you know, the coach going after them. And not, you know, to a certain extent. You know what I mean? You'll put your hands on it, but just like yelling at them. And Oubre yelling at them, and I thought it was great. I thought it was deserved, but you know.
What'd you think about the Harden boost? All-time villain here. We got Harden.
You know what, though? He is an all-time villain, but unfortunately, like him and Simmons, those guys, I don't think they care at all. You know what I mean? And that's what bothers me. If they took it a little bit more to heart, I probably would be booing a little bit harder. But those guys are going home to their what? 10-bedroom, 8-bathroom mansions. You know what I mean? Like they don't care.
Here's the devil about you booing.
Well, Harden's used to it too. I mean, he does this every place he is. So every time he goes back somewhere, you know, he's used to the booze.
He's got like zero personality too. So you know what I mean? He just like talks in that monotone voice and just you know. But he's an all-time villain. But that was just bugging me with the Massey tripping over his own feet. But you know, and listen, I'm a little upset with the owner of the Phillies because I don't understand why you wouldn't go for that guy for 1 year and $25 million. I know it could put them over that extra tier of the luxury tax, but. I don't care. You know what I mean? This guy, you know what I mean? Do it. Because it's only 1 year, Joe. You know what I mean? And in a couple of years, let's face it, Castellanos comes off the books. Schwarber comes off the books. So you know, put that money out there.
I agree, Rob. If I were the Phillies, I would have signed Montgomery. They didn't do it, but look, there's no excuses. In July, whatever they need, I don't want to hear about money in July. They got to go do it.
No, absolutely. That's why I was a little bit disappointed. Hopefully, I don't want to hear about that at the trade deadline. You hear about the owner saying he's driven. That's all he thinks about. He's obsessed with it. And he has put his money where his mouth is, but put a little bit more of that money where, because it'll come back, Joe.
Of course.
That money will come back.
Finish the job. It's time. It's the unfinished business, as we've been saying all spring. All right, Rob, give us a guess here for Used Clues. What do you got?
All right, well, I'm glad the guys are Roy Halladay. So I'm trying to think of a nickname kind of threw me off. I'm going to say Jeff Jenkins. He used to play.
Jeff Jenkins.
Jeff had a nickname?
I don't know.
I don't remember a Jeff Jenkins, a good nickname for Jeff. I remember Jeff Jenkins, of course. Wasn't Jeff Jenkins the one who got the hit right after the rain delay?
Yes.
That was the first he was the first batter in the second part of the game against the Rays. Jeff Jenkins was a pretty good player. Pretty good player. All right, let's go to Scott in Mount Laurel. What's up, Scott?
Scott.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Scott. What's up, pal?
Nothing, man. Just passing some time here at work. So for the Phils, I'm thinking 101 wins.
I love it. Over the number 100. So you're seeing what I'm seeing. Like, they have 100-win talent. It's just a matter of they got to do it for 6 months here.
Yeah, they just got to do it for 6 months. I heard the guy call about an hour ago saying that the veteran teams don't play hard. I don't see that. I think these guys are hungry. They want to be there. They want to set the pace here, set the tone for the season. So I think they'll get to 100.
Yeah, I agree that there's a different tone to the Phillies this spring than in years past. It feels like they're very driven to not get off to a slow start. And if they could fix that, Scott, well, then all of a sudden we have ourselves a full season. Because the last 2 years, I mean, they didn't really start playing until June. I mean, they wasted the first 2 months.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm hoping we get a little Flyers playoff hockey here coming up.
Well, I think we're going to. I mean, they just got to make sure they finish this thing. But, yeah, I mean, we could get a year where everyone's in the playoffs. I mean,
they're like 1 point in the third spot behind, I mean, in front of Washington, right?
Yeah,
Washington.
And they're in our division, so they could jump us, and then we'd have to be in front of the Red Wings. So.
I think the last game of the season we play Washington.
It is, in Philly, yep.
That could be a de facto playoff game. Yeah, how about we get all four teams to the playoffs in 1 year? All right, Scott, give us a guess here for Hughes Clues. What player are we talking about?
All right, I'm going lights out, Brad Lidge.
Lights out. Good guess, Scott. Not it. We appreciate it.
You know, that was a good guess.
The nickname one's fun because I'm
there's a lot
all popping into my head. A lot of Phillies
nicknames.
You can
hear them, as someone says the name.
Brad Lidge came out my year?
I don't know that to be a fact. I'm going to guess Brad Lidge, just based on his career, came out after you did. I don't think he was drafted. I didn't want to make you feel I was going to say way back then.
He was drafted in 98.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought, because he came up in the early 2000s.
So, wait a minute. You don't want to make me feel old, like you don't do that on a day-to-day basis?
Well, I wasn't planning on it.
I have no problem making you feel old.
You know, thank you, Kyle. No, like Joe's changing over here, man. He, you know, he's feeling bad.
Getting soft on
it. I know.
And I'm then just... you don't want to, like, you've been telling old jokes since day one, like on the slide.
Yeah.
I just been letting them slide.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Let's be real about it. If a player was drafted in your year, they're kind of old now. I mean, they're kind of old. And I don't look at Lidge as that old.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you get a little soft.
Well, think about it. Lidge was perfect like 4 years after you retired. Like, so there had to be a little gap there in your career.
You know what also happened in 1995?
In 1995, well, lots of things.
I was born.
Yeah, see, that's
that right.
And Kyle's not, I mean, like a kid.
I'm 28.
Right. I mean, Kyle's pushing 30 now.
Whoa.
Yeah, I mean,
Yeah. We're trying to make you feel old, not me.
Okay. I mean, you'll get there. just wait till you get to your 30s.
I do not feel old. I feel good for 52.
You said it.
So
I didn't,
far.
I didn't
52.
All right, we need the official prediction for Mr. Black Hockey. Are the Flyers going to make the playoffs?
Yes. Mr. Black Hockey has spoken. Haven't heard that.
Very happy to hear that, Hugh.
Yes. No, you know what's funny? Because when I was out yesterday, like, the Flyers are here this weekend, correct? I think they're here, but like people trying to get tickets. Like there were people out, like I was ear hustling, and they're trying to get tickets to the Flyers games, man. Like people are excited about hockey and potentially playoff hockey. So, yes.
Well, we're getting to that point of the year where it's like wall-to-wall stuff is going on,
yeah.
Right? You have NHL playoffs, NBA playoffs, obviously the Phillies, you know, day-to-day baseball, the draft. I mean, there's the Masters, the draft.
This is about to be the best time of the year because like in a couple, what, 4 or 5 more months, football's about to start back up. Like, this is the sweet spot for Philadelphia. you know, it's unfortunate that for the next couple of weeks, we're probably going to be sitting in cold baseball games. We're going to go. We're going to be sitting outside in the cold. But as soon as it starts to warm up, then you're going to get that short traffic is going to start to ramp up a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's going to be a great time. It's going to be a great time.
So I just – our last caller, when he brought up the Flyers, and obviously the Sixers are fighting for seeding. Right now they're the eighth seed. They're probably not going to end up in the top six spots, so they're going to play in the play-in. I was trying to think about this, and maybe I'm missing something. When was the last time all four teams made the playoffs in the same year? It feels like it's been a while. I mean, this – Hugh, I don't know what the answer is. The last time all four teams here made the playoffs,
when
was the last time?
I got here in 98. Did the Flyers make the playoffs in 98? No, I remember a
playoff
run.
Back then they were a playoff team very often.
No, I remember a playoff run that when they played was it Pittsburgh in the playoffs?
I remember
that correctly.
I have a potential year.
What do you got?
Did the Eagles make the playoffs in 2010?
Yes, they did.
Eagles, Phillies did. Flyers went all the way to the Stanley Cup, and I think, was that the Sixers with...
Was that a Sixers playoff year, 2010?
Sure.
You may be right.
Right before the process, so that
right
would make sense
process.
With, like, that's where they're like, all right, we're in purgatory, let's blow this up and start
2011,
over.
2011-12 were, like, the Evan Turner teams that made the first round. Remember, they beat Iguodala made the free throws to beat the Bulls the year Derrick Rose got hurt, but that I feel like that was more like 11 or 12.
So they were 41-41 in 2010-11, which... They were only third. They were third in the division. I'm not sure if they made the. Yeah, they lost in the Eastern, the first round to Miami that year.
So 2010.
So 2010 could be it. Yeah, okay. Unless there's one after that I'm missing. But
well, I mean,
the Phillies didn't.
Right, we had a lost
11.
Decade of the.
So it would basically be none of those years. So it's got to be 11 or 10.
So it's been a while. I mean, it's been a while, and I think it's pretty realistic they all do. I mean, the Flyers are right there. Sixers are going to make the playoffs. It's a matter of how quickly they get knocked out, if Embiid comes back, all that kind of stuff. The Phillies, I mean, we're talking about a 100-win baseball team, so we expect the playoffs. And the Eagles, I mean, I guess there's a chance that they're not as good as we want them to be, but they should make the playoffs. So, I think we're getting all four teams in the playoffs in 1 year.
That would be exciting. That would be exciting. Well, you know, I just said that Mr. Black Hockey has spoken. The Flyers are going.
That's a lock. Without question. I mean, Mr. Black Hockey, again, we found out last year's never wrong. All right, Connor is up next on WIP. What's up, Connor?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Connor. What's up, pal?
I got the Phillies at 104 this year.
You're almost near Howard's 107. All right, so you're obviously very optimistic here, Connor.
Very optimistic. We got Bryce all year. There's no way Turner comes out the way he did last year. And I'm telling you now, I'm calling it, Bryson Stott is in MVP.
Bryson Stott?
He's calling it right now.
I'm not mad at you.
Here's what I'll say, Connor. If they get to 100, somebody that we're not talking a lot about is going to take a big leap, right? Maybe it's Ranger, maybe it's Bohm, or maybe it's like a guy like Stott. Because you kind of think about their team. They probably need one more guy to play at a star level. Connor, I don't think it's crazy that Stott could compete for a batting title. I think there's another notch to his game. He's not there yet.
I've been comparing him for a while now. He reminds me a lot like Chase Utley and what he was like. He watches pitches. He's consistent at the plate. He's patient in the field. It's a masterclass at work. That guy's the real deal.
He's a good player, and I thought he played an excellent defensive second base too. I was impressed with him defensively. Connor, give us a guess here for Hughes Clues. Who are we talking about?
All right, this guy didn't play for the Phillies, but he's a Philly now. Big Ben Davis.
Oh, Ben Davis.
That's a good guess.
I believe Ben was drafted.
Drafted was my year, 95?
That makes sense. Connor,
95?
Yeah, that's a good one. The number two overall pick. Now, that's not it, but that's a good guess.
What was his nickname?
Big Ben Davis.
That was his nickname, Big Ben?
Well, just called him that right now. I believe him. Well, Ben is a big dude. I mean, that fits.
He's not a little guy.
Bigger, I think, than most catchers. Ben, from my recollection, was a very tall catcher.
So Ben Roethlisberger stole his nickname.
Yeah, I mean, the original Big Ben.
That's outrageous.
Our guy Ben Davis.
Unbelievable.
Number two overall pick to the Seattle Mariners, I believe, was the team that took him. Ben Davis had a good career and then has become like our Ben Davis.
Yeah, he's our guy.
When we saw Ben in the – we saw him –
he was going to Clearwater
in the airport
last year.
It's one of those things where you see someone from a distance, like, man, that's that person's
big
really
ass
tall.
Dude.
And like, oh, it's just Ben.
Big ass dude. Yeah. Oh, it's Ben. Yeah, I got. Yeah.
Well, I probably think about this more than you do, Hugh. But whenever I see someone that's just way bigger than the average person, I'm like,
dude, he's an athlete.
Yeah, that's the first thing I think of. Yeah. And sometimes they're not, but sometimes it's like, oh, There's
you,
a reason.
You kind of wonder.
Yeah, like who
why,
is that?
Why are you as big as you are? Yeah. why are you so not normal size?
Basketball yeah, it. Players, it's the most obvious.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you're big, but like there's other people that are your size in the world.
Yeah.
There's nobody else besides NBA players that are like 6'11" just walking around.
No. Like when Shaq walks into a room, man, he's like a lot. Like it's funny, Shaq looks larger on television than he actually is because he got like skinny chicken legs.
Oh, does he?
He got little legs, man, but he's still a big dude, though.
Yeah.
Still a real big dude.
I mean, you just don't see 7-foot people nah, running around
you really don't.
The world. Cody is in Harleysville. What's up, Cody?
Cody. Cody ain't paying attention.
Cody, what's up, pal?
Hey,
Cody. What's up?
Oh, what's up, Cody?
I'm thinking 100 games.
100 on the dot?
I think in 100 games, plenty of reasons. I think the last caller was Stott stepping up. I think a big reason is getting Schwarbs out of the outfield, improving our defense. He lost a few games for us single-handedly. So looking forward to it. Last game I was at was last year, our championship series loss. So I'm going tomorrow, get a little of that taste out of my mouth. So.
I think we all need to, Cody. Yeah, that was a thud man. It ended with. Yeah, and it's a good point on Schwarber. I also think it's going to help keep Schwarber healthier. You know, his knee, which I think bothered him last year, could make him better at the plate, too. All right, Cody, give us a guess. Hughes Clues. Who's the player?
We're going Batman, A.J. Burnett.
A.J. Burnett. Batman. Cody, we appreciate it. It's not A.J. Burnett. I liked A.J. Burnett. I was one of the few that did. I thought A.J. was a good major league pitcher. Now, he was here at the end of his career. What was that, 2014, AJ rolled into town. So that was, if I remember right, Kyle, 2014 was the last year they pretended, right? They 2012, they fell off. 13 and 14, they kept trying a little bit.
You could argue maybe like 15-2-ish.
Yeah, so I'll try.
It was Hamels last year.
It was, and then they traded him at the deadline. But the 2014, like they kept, I mean, they paid AJ Burnett to come, and they kept trying. Yeah, the Phillies waited a few years too long to hit that reset button. And the rebuild. All right, coming up next, we got all your phone calls. We'll give you a third clue in the 12 o'clock hour for Hughes Clues. We got to get to an Eagles topic coming up in a little bit. Something that was said yesterday by an insider that made us wonder, like, what is that about? Also, we'll be joined by Kevin Stocker after the break. His predictions, thoughts on the season as he gets ready for another year in the Phillies boot. 215-592-9494. Get on the record. Your official win prediction. And when you look at this team, do you see a 100-win baseball team? I do. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility. I don't think it's crazy. They have the talent. From June on last year, they played like one. Are the Phillies a 100-win team? 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.